Students marched through Sunset Park to the street corner where motorists responded to their rallying cries, sounding their horns in support. Students waved signs with many messages calling for gun reforms in wake of last week's deadly shooting in Parkland, Florida. A former student killed 17 students and teachers with an AR-15. Students chanted, "Save our schools and not one more."
Basically, I kind of felt powerless after I had heard what happened.
Clarence High School senior Andy Kowalczyk organized the protest. He says citizens have a right to own guns, but there must be more controls.
Well, I think first and foremost, we want to feel safe. And one of the ways to do that is certainly by making it far more difficult to get an AR-15, which is a semi-automatic rifle. The ease at which people are able to get it, is that would be the number one thing I would want to address.
Considering you can't buy a pistol when you're 18, you shouldn't be able to buy an assault weapon when you're 18. That's ridiculous.
Lucas Cousins recently graduated from Lancaster High School. His message to Congress, more restrictions for buying guns, especially when it comes to mental health issues.
There should at least be stricter regulations on assault weapons. Someone should be able to come in with an AR-15, especially an 18-year-old.
Students rallied across the street from the local office of Republican Congressman Chris Collins. Collins supports a focus on mental health, not gun restrictions. WBFO received a written statement from the Congressman's communications director, Sarah Minkle. She wrote, "While Congressman Collins realizes that there is no easy answer to this crisis, he is supportive of President Trump's commitment to ban bump stocks and improve the nation's background check system to prevent dangerous weapons from getting into the wrong hands." Students say they want to be heard, calling on lawmakers to listen to their voices. Some even waved signs that stated, "Listen to kids, not the NRA."
I think it's pretty powerful. Just it shows that us students can come together and voice our opinions on what we think is right and what we think needs to be done.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.